Time now for the Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to a local athlete, courtesy of Grants Pass Broadcasting, our friends at the Rogue Credit Union. Welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio, a multi-sport athlete for Grants Pass High School, Zach Deshane. Zach, welcome to the microphones of KAJO. What sports do you participate in?
At the high school, I do football and basketball. I've been thinking about track, but I'm still undecided if I'm going to do that this year.
Why?
I don't know. I want to make some money before college, and I really want to go for basketball, so I might spend this offseason just working on my game.
Okay, well then let's talk a little bit about football season, because that one's passed and you're done with that. Finished a pretty impressive year for yourself on the football field. Tell me about your football experience.
This year was, I came out kind of earlier in the season, got to know the coaches a little bit, and just because I didn't play my junior year, I got hurt my sophomore year, took the junior year off, and then this year I talked to some friends. They kind of got me out there. And it was an overall like great year. I'm really happy with what happened and like the decision I made to play. I think there was a lot of memories made and something I won't forget to leave high school with.
All right, I'm under the impression though that basketball is your main sport.
Yes.
And we're in the middle of that right now. First of all, congratulations on the team turning things around here. You guys have won at this point 5 of your last 6 and are looking at a playoff spot here coming up pretty soon. Tell me about this season with the basketball team.
So, really rough preseason, probably the hardest preseason I've seen from Grants Pass for a while. I think it taught a bunch of the younger kids that it's time to step up, it's time for us to really lock in for our league. I think it grew us together, taking some hard losses in the beginning to some really good teams, but going into season, it shows us, like, once we get through this, that's kind of what our playoff run is going to look like against those good teams. If we didn't have some injuries like Peyton Bruner, Tyler McIntosh, I think the first half of the season would have been way different. We're still without Tyler. That was a tough loss for our team. He gets out, would have helped us a lot. But, I mean, we just got to focus on what we can do right now.
All right. What's your job for the Cavemen?
I take my job as like just whatever we need right then. I'm kind of the leader of our team, I'd say. I step up in big ways when I need to. Without Peyton, I kind of showed off that I could score a little bit more. But with him, it's more like get some people some shots, play some defense, and keep the team together.
So you're point guard. You distribute the basketball, make lots of assists. Is that your game?
Yeah, it definitely is.
What about defense?
Defense has always been my thing. I'm a smaller guy, so it's definitely like I have to pick and choose who to guard, but I try to display that I could guard almost everybody in the state. There's not really somebody that like I'm scared of that I'll back down from. It's just once they got that guy, it's time to lock in and show them like we're not backing down.
Here on the radio, we don't have the cameras turned on, so just for the people out there listening, how tall are you?
I'm like 5'9".
All right.
On a good day.
That's with thick tennis shoes, right?
Definitely.
Okay, all right. But we've seen you on the floor guard men much higher, much taller, much bigger, broader, all of those things. How do you attack an opponent that way?
If it's like, I really rely on my teammates for help, because if it's a post and I got to switch on to them, I'll try to get in front and use my body to the best of my ability, but I know my teammates got my back, so they'll all help me down low if I need it. And then they all know that we'll make stuff work from there. Rotations have been great coming up. It's just, you got to be physical, definitely.
As a team leader, and I know that you're the team leader, you're one of the team captains, what are your duties on the floor in that regard?
I probably have to be the most vocal to everybody. If stuff starts going wrong, then I'm kind of the first person to step up and pick everybody together, because once we start separating from each other, that's when things keep to tend to go downhill for us. But I think if I pull us together, we all stay calm and cool, then games turn out great.
All right. How do you stay calm and cool in those situations?
Definitely a lot of learning. My junior year was a big, like, I was kind of one of those up and down players, but I've progressed a lot from then. And so I've learned that, like, somebody's got to keep the team on track.
Anybody out there you want to say thank you to for helping you progress in basketball or teaching you the right skills or the right attitude?
Somebody that was in basketball a really long time was Jeff Houston.
Yes.
He's not on the bench anymore with us, but he's basically been coaching me my whole life since I was like second grade. And he's probably been the biggest help me grow as a person type of guy.
All right. What are your plans? You're a senior right now. What are your plans ahead? You mentioned college already. Any thoughts there?
I'm not fully sure. I know I want to go for finances somewhere, but the place is still undecided.
Finances. Why finances?
I really like numbers and math, and I want to be able to help people with money.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with getting a little big money for yourself.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. We've been talking to Zach DeShane here, a point guard for the Grants Pass Cavemen, headed into the playoffs right now. We want to thank you for coming to the microphones of KAJO and the Community Spotlight here, courtesy of our good friends at the Rogue Credit Union.